Dear God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, we come to you this day. And Lord, I tell you, it's just getting to be uncomfortable being in these bodies. Lord, to have one like unto your own. Praise be to God. Lord, could it be this day? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let the reality settle in. Lord, that's why we're here. God, it's to be ready to see your Son. Lord, to be like Him. Praise your name. You promised. Help us to grow up. Lord, let us be mature. Lord, let us rejoice this morning. Let us learn from you. God, you have the bread. Oh, hallelujah. You break it forth. Lord, let us just feast this day. We're so grateful. Lord, may we just magnify the wondrous name of Jesus. Magnify His wondrous love. We're getting into it this day. And only your Holy Spirit that sheds the love abroad in our hearts can bring it to reality. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles, we're going back to the third chapter of Ephesians today. And I want to back up just one verse. Might be reading the whole chapter before long, but we'll begin reading from the 16th verse today. That's Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. That He would grant you. Brothers and sisters, it's all by grace. It's Him. It's a gift. Oh, hallelujah. And it's here for you today. That He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Praise the Lord. Now, let's really take note of this. This is not naturally found in any man. The love of God has to be put in there by one thing, and that's by Jesus Christ entering your life. And I think as I read this, who Paul is writing this letter to, these are matured Christians. These are ones that are saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, that have been seeking the things of God. And he's still telling them that ye may know the love of God. He's on to something here. God has revealed it to him. And it's going to take the first love for this really to become true. This is something of a love that is the most intimate, the agape love, the divine love of God. Now last week, brothers and sisters, we rejoiced in the breadth of the love of God. How that love is to all mankind. And how thrilling it is to know that there is none too wicked. There is none too wicked. That the love of God cannot reach or cover it. And that the moment, the very moment that we receive that wondrous breadth of His love, that it's wider than the snow. It's wider than the snow. He's removed your sin as far as the east is from the west, and never to be remembered again. I thank Him for that. You talk about a clear conscience. I'm thankful to God. Lord, you took it. Now it's time for me to grow in that wondrous love. And today it's going to be that ever-increasing riches of His love. It's going to be the length. Once received the very moment that this love enters in, it's forever, it's everlasting, and it is the endless love of God. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. That's 31, verse 3. It says that the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee. Listen to this. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Now, let me tell you something. You are very special. You are. And I know there's some of us sitting next to the person that we know. You can't imagine how special they are. No. I'm talking about in the most mighty, wonderful way. You're very special to God. You are so special to God. He loves you so. He loves you so. And I'm going to tell you something. This wonderful love that he's talking about here, this everlasting love, it means that it's perpetual. It's infinite. It means in ancient times. I mean, this is exciting stuff here, brothers and sisters. The length of this love goes both ways. It really does. That's what he is trying to encourage our hearts. Before the foundation of the universe, he knew your heart. He knew your heart. And his love set out a plan to draw you. Now, we've been rejoicing in this for quite some weeks. And I just can't get past the thought that your path, my path, everything in it, the dad we had or didn't have, the mom we had or didn't have, the highs, the lows, the success, the failure, every single bit of it is tailor-made to bring you here, to draw you here today to hear about the love of God. So you don't realize it. You may have wanted it another way. You may have said, God, I wanted another different type of a life. Let me tell you something. If you win his best, no, you don't. You don't want one thing different. You want every failure. You want every flop. You want every high. You want every low. If you win God's best, let me tell you something. You've won it all. You've won the prize for the ages to come. You're pleasing to him when you believe that. You're pleasing to him because it's the word of God. You're pleasing to him because it's the very high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. Not only did he die for this, he left. Can you imagine to leave the ones you love so much? After you've been with them. After you've dwelled with them. I think about how John said in 1 John, I touched him, I handled him, I felt him. Well, Jesus Christ touched and handled and felt man too. And he died. He became that sin. He knew it in every way. And yet he loved you so much. He loved mankind so much. He said, I know, Father, this is even going to get better yet. But I've got to go. I've got to go so the Holy Spirit can come and come to dwell in lives. And they can be empowered. They can be empowered to see the depths, yea, the deep things of God. I rejoice in all of this wonderful word. I mean it. I want you to rejoice in all of the wonderful word of God. Because all through it, the pattern to grow up into him in all things is there. But we follow Paul as he followed Christ. And that's why we rejoice in those epistles, brothers and sisters. If you will wrap your heart around that message, you'll win him. You'll win him. But you grow in grace and knowledge. You grow in grace and knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You have to be about this message to grow into him in all things. You have to. It's necessary. I could desire to be a great physicist. If I don't take the physics courses, I'm never going to get there. I can be a big legend in my own mind and think I'm just getting there by staying at home. But I got to be around the instructor and the instructors that are going to bring me the full counsel of whatever I'm learning. And you need it. You need those that truly are illuminated with the love of God, the divine love, the love that is saying, come on, honey, I'm going to take you into something that's so wonderful, what this whole age is about, for you to be in the place where you rule and reign with me. Amen. You think about when these little royals are born. You know those little prince and princesses and all of those types of things? What do their daddies and mommies think from day one? Who they're going to marry? They're all concerned with who that kid's going to marry. And if you think about even our natural royalty, the biggest event was the big wedding of Princess Diana and all that stuff. Do you remember that? And that's just a temporary nothing. And it shows you it don't last unless the hand of God and the love of God's in it. But what an example, a little example of what our Father wants. The King of Kings is here. Angels, take note. He's going to earth to be born. Set in motion from ancient times. And here we come, and here we go, and here he is. Isn't he beautiful? Isn't he wonderful? And you know what? We're looking for a queen for him. And she's going to be with him. And she's going to be his glory. And I can't get my thoughts off of her, son. We've been thinking about her since ages past. We laid out a plan for her to be filled with every dimension of the love of God. And by the grace of God, you just might be it. I'm serious. I'm not trying to make this more dramatic than it is. I mean, you couldn't even touch it. But I'm just looking out upon the ones that God has called. I know He's called you. You're hearing a message.
Yes, amen.
You're talking about greatness.
Hallelujah.
People flock to see these kings and queens or these political ones. They're nothing. They're absolutely nothing. They have no answer. They have nothing to offer you. The only one that can give you anything is Jesus Christ. Don't get excited about anything, really, except the love of God alive and in action in you and in the life of brothers and sisters of like faith. Oh, praise God. We got to get back to this. Hallelujah. See, like I say, you go with the Lord, you never know where you go. Praise His name. But we're so grateful to Him, aren't we, brothers and sisters? How precious that the Father of fathers, you think about this, the Father of fathers, planning out a life for the greatest achievement and the greatest success for the sons of God. That's what He was all about, and that's what He's been all about. And just to think, by the grace of God, we're living it here today. Just taking a moment to ponder that and to think, in ancient times past, and in all the eternities to come. I mean, it's amazing. And I just can't help but think about how He's so encouraged me with love in my life. And how the greatest moments and the greatest experiences that I've ever had or ever have is love. It's love. It's the best. I don't know about you, but I don't like dwelling in bitterness. I sure don't want to be about hate. I sure don't want to be angry. Because all that's a big waste of time. And it is. Negative is a waste of time. We get so caught up in it. It's like we like to play with it and dwell in it. I want to be like Him. And I don't know for one moment when I ever read about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ being negative. Now I know I'm not Him, but one thing I do know is He gave me His life. And I know in one moment, and in the name of that wonderful name, that name of peace and joy and love and gentleness and joy, it's okay. It's peace be still. I don't have to go there anymore. Because I know the plan of God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Aren't you thankful that He loves you like that? Praise be to God how He loves us. Now, I'm going to ask you something. So why is it so hard to conceive that nothing, and I mean nothing, can separate you from the love of God? We know this. He said it was everlasting. He said it was eternal. He said throughout Romans 8, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And yet there's so many, and even at times, brothers and sisters, even though we know the grace of God, that it saves us and keeps us. But yet we want to wrestle with Him. Trying to merit something out of Him. Trying to earn something from Him. When He's already given it all. Jacob was a wrestler. He didn't need to. He was going to wrestle with God. And I appreciate how a brother again reminded me. He was trying to wrestle out of God something far less than what He had already given him. You're not going to win. And you know what? He's not going to give you anything less than His best if you'll let Him do it. And that's the wonderful thing about Him. He brings it. It's wonderful. It's His unconditional and everlasting love toward us, brothers and sisters. It is. Now you think about how wonderful kept we are in God. And I ask you this. Are you or am I any more secure than a brother or sister in Christ that happens to be legal and thinks that they could lose their salvation at any turn? Are you more secure than they are? No, you're not. Because He knows His sheep. And He keeps His sheep. And we are His sheep. And my sheep hear my voice, He says. And I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. You want to believe Him? I do. If you don't get past this, you'll never grow up. You won't. And if you don't embrace this and appreciate it and by grace live for it and embrace Him back and say, Lord, I love You that You provided this, you'll never grow up. You can't abuse the grace of God. You can't. It's just too good. If we're living and just saying, oh, well, He forgives me, and not thinking much about it, He still loves you. But you're missing it. You're missing the divine love of God that can bring you so up upon that rock with Him. Place you upon it and say, honey, you don't need to be doing that anymore. You don't need to be living like that anymore. I've already provided the victory for you for that. Oh, peace be still, Lord. Help me to believe You. God, help us to be a people of great faith. Don't let us draw back. We don't need to do that. We need to press on, brothers and sisters, more than conquerors. I've been hearing so often out of Christians' mouths, well, I'm surviving. I'm going to get through this one. How about start and rejoice? And I'm talking to myself. Lord, I'm going to be conquering right in it. I'm going to be thankful that I'm in the midst of it. It isn't pleasant. I know that. And more importantly, I know that He knows. I know that I know. But I can still have the joy in the sorrow. And I can still have the joy in the furnace. And I can still have the joy in the flood. Because you know what? I'm on the ark. Praise God. He saved me. I'm safe. I'm free. How many times do we have to think about that? God, I'm playing in the pig pen. And I got a crown on my head. Well, at least thanks be to God, I still got the crown.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And He's faithful, isn't He? He is. He is faithful to you. You're not faithful to anybody. You couldn't be faithful if you tried. It's got to be Him. Now, I'm going to rejoice today that He's the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And the Word of God also tells me, if you can put this one together with it, a friend loveth at all times. Amen. How many times does He have to tell us? I don't care how bad you failed this week. If you're a child of the King, He still loves you.
Amen.
Yeah. All He's looking for is that heart that's broken, that repentant heart, that just to cry out to Him. Say, Lord, I need You. Lord, I need You. That's how simple it is. I don't need to go chanting all these things. I don't have to go remembering about all these different sin. Even Brother David, he finally said, Lord, You got to search my heart and find the wicked way, because I don't even know it, but I'm sure it's there. And it is. And He knows that. But all He wants me to do is finally put my confidence in Him and say, Lord, You know what? You have got to do this. Yeah. You have got to do this. And you know He'll do it. And you know what? He does all things well.
Right.
I'm starting to see some faces rejoicing. It's precious. I don't want to walk around with that long face. See, who can feel sorry for me today?
Hallelujah.
I know I'm going to get some calls about that. Oh. Well, let me tell you something. I might have tears in the night, but you know, He's got me singing in the morning. Oh, He's got me singing to Him. I'm telling you, it's so wonderful in God. Brothers and sisters, the trying of our faith, there's nothing more precious. And we're going to be pressed out of measure. We are. He told us it's not a mystery. It's not something that was hidden that He surprised us with. Don't think it's strange. It's going to be this way. If You love Me, You're going to go this way. If You're going to rule and reign jointly with Me, I've got a plan, I've got a path, and You're going to enter in to joint sufferings with Christ. It's just going to be that way. Now look, I want to seek peace with all men as much as lies within me. I want to try to provide the best things for my family. I want to try to make the best moves, whether it's financially, whether it's with health, with all of these things. But I cannot put my confidence in that. I say, Lord, it's Yours. I've made this move under the hand of God. You keep it. That's all I can do. All I can do is, by grace, the best that He has given me to do. I'm moving in full confidence of the abilities that He has given me. And I'm moving in full confidence of all of the inabilities that I know I have. And then I'm thankful to God that when I am weak, then I'm strong. For the very power of Christ rests upon me. It is so simple, isn't it? It's because of the length of His love. In ancient times past, in all eternities to come. When are you going to get it that from the very beginning He was thinking about you? So you can't even imagine that. We can't even fathom that. Tell me what beginning is. You can't. But He was thinking about you then. You're that important to God. And this message that He's given in this day, in this age, to put you under this. I can't even fathom it. The length of His love. How far He will go. And how far He will go to test you. To grow up into Him in all things. You ready for it, huh? I'm just ready for today because He said His grace is sufficient today. I don't even want to be about tomorrow. No way. It's today. And Lord, all I'm doing is rejoicing You could come today. We don't even have to worry about tomorrow. And I don't want you worrying about tomorrow. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. It was His grace that loved us in the first place. It was His grace that loved us when we were dead in trespasses and sin. And it's the same grace that loves us at all times. And even when we're not faithful, it's His love that abides faithful. Now, this is good stuff. I believe by the grace of God, there really isn't anything better to think about the love of God. But remember, and we'll close this out. Last week, we were talking about for something really to be yours, for something for you to really live. It's not just something that you listen to. It has to be revealed. And by the grace of God, it's been revealed. It's been revealed to all men. It really has. Praise the Lord. He's not a respecter of persons. Now, have you received it? By the grace of God, I believe you have. Are you living it? I hope so. Hallelujah. You're either alive and awake or you're asleep.
Right.
You're missing it. It's like I said earlier. I want to live abundantly.
Amen.
It's there for you too. You can make all the excuses you want, but you don't have a one because you got the same Jesus. And tomorrow, if it come by the grace of God, and I'm not living life abundantly in Him, God forbid. God forbid. Lord, I know there's some dry times. I know there's some sorrowful times. But you know what? I was about a people that had a little 10-year-old boy that looked like he could slip away at any moment. And his parents, by the grace of God, were rejoicing in the power of the love of God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And I don't think a one of us yet today have faced that. God, help us.
Praise your name. Praise
God, help us.
Hallelujah.
Huh? He's after us, brothers and sisters. If He's going to use this vessel, so be it. I want you to love me with the love of God. I want you to actually even like me with the love of God. I don't believe you can distinguish the two. I really don't.
Amen.
If you love somebody, you'll dwell with them. And if they're going with the love of God and they're in the truth, you're in the wrong if you don't want to dwell with them.
Right.
I don't care what their personality is. I don't care what they did in the past. You're wrong. You love. And His love loves always. So we can be pretty excited about this, can't we? Oh yeah, we can. I think everybody is. This is great. But you know what? I'm only seeing 3 out of 4. Because I hear it often. Oh, I've received the love of God. It's been revealed. I've received it. And I'm living it. But giving it out. All the time. Yeah. You don't appreciate it if you don't give it out all the time. You don't. The moment that I start to withdraw, God help me. Increase your love in me. See, He wants that wineskin that keeps expanding, that it keeps just oozing out and oozing out. It can't help it. It's so full, it's running over. It is so wonderful. But I often hear, oh, but you don't know what brother so-and-so did to me. Or you don't know what sister this and that said about me. Love sometimes. Love when I feel like it. Always. Thank you. Thank you. And you know it. And it's real. That's the only thing that's going to help you. That's the only thing that's going to help you and you and you and everybody in here and me. Is the love of God. Anything going wrong in your life? I'm going to read you a scripture here in just a moment in closing. It's because you're not allowing the love of God in that place in your life. Oh my. But I do it most of the time, brother. Don't you know that? I do it most of the time. See, that's the very problem of it. You don't do it any of the time. You can't do a thing. God has to do everything. He does. I remember we had a brother in here one time. I said, his yoke is easy. His burden is light. I don't know where he got this. Well, God doesn't have a yoke. That's what the Word of God says. I don't know what else I can tell you. I don't want to fight about that with you. Because I'm not going to. You can go fight with God. And you're not going to win. And I'll pray for you. Yeah. And I pray that you have the eyes to see. That's all I can pray for. But it is easy. There's a simplicity in Christ. And brothers and sisters, I think it's our human nature. We make it too hard over and over and over and over again. We do. We try to think about it and figure it out, and we're going to manipulate this, and I'll work on this one this way. And you know, it just is a big quagmire mess. And yet, I've got the length that's infinite of His love. Did you read this today? It says that it surpasses the knowledge. You couldn't figure it out. You couldn't even remotely begin to understand this. This is why I hate when people insult God and said, oh, the love of God is in everybody. It is not. If you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, you don't have love. And if you don't have Jesus Christ ruling and reigning in your life, you're not living the love of God. He gives it freely. It comes out. It pours out. You watch it happen. It's the most amazing thing that there is. I really believe it. I believe the greatest miracle I ever watch in my life or yours is when we love like He loves. It is. It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. When the love of God truly dwells in us, that we really love one another. It says God dwells in us. And then it says His love is perfected in us. And listen to this last one. I'll leave you with this. And there is none occasion of stumbling. Isn't that amazing? None. No other place in the Word of God that it says it so direct like that in some respects. There's none occasion of stumbling. So what's the answer? It's the love of God. You're having a problem? Have an issue? I'll tell you why. It's because you're not allowing the love of God to work. And it's there, isn't it? Because it's infinite. From ages past to the exceeding eternities to come, He's provided it. Do you want His best? Amen. I really believe you do. You want to win Him? This love is required. It's required. You won't without it.
Praise your name.
You will not win Him without it.
That's it. That's right.
We have to love as He loves. You can't do it. You never could. But through Christ, I can do all things through Him. He strengthens me. It's exceeding abundant above all I ask or think. And He'll perform the good work which He's begun. He'll finish it. He'll complete it. He'll perfect that which concerns me. How many times over and over does He have to tell you that He wants you to finish with joy? Let's bow our heads. Dear God, we thank You. We appreciate Your wonderful fellowship with us today. God, thank You for Your wondrous love, Your mercy, Your grace. Lord, help us to open our hearts this morning. Lord, to have You pour in this love that is so needed in every family, in every individual, God, in every household. Lord, there's so many needs out there today, but there's one thing that fills everyone. It's the love of God. Help us to realize and embrace how much You love us. God, help us to praise You with our lips, to be a people of thanks, of gratitude this morning. God, even for just one moment, if it wasn't even until now, help us just to call out to You and say, thank You, Lord, that You love me. Thank you, God, that you love me so much. You sent your Son. He died upon the cross. You saw me in ages past. You gave me this wonderful plan. And Lord, I'm going to commit my life to you today. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to have complete confidence in your leading. That, Lord, you're bringing this to me. It's becoming real. It's exciting. It's line upon line. The layers are starting to be built in my life. I'm beginning to grow up into you. I'm thanking you, Jesus, for it. I know this is your work. I only know that you're the one that can perform it in each life here today. But I do know that you're fully able. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.